So, blessed. There's a word we know exactly what it means, right? But when do we use that? When somebody sneezes. That's about it, okay? Or sometimes we will talk about the material abundance in our lives and we'll call that blessing. Well, that ain't it. This is why in pastor school they make us take Greek, okay? The language the New Testament was written in. The word blessed comes from is a word in Greek. It's martyrioi, okay? The same word that the adjective mercurial comes from, okay? Meaning the very best of the best. The quintessentially top-notch. It was the word that in the Greek world they would use to refer to athletes who won the competition in the first Olympics, okay? That's what blessed means. The best of the best, the top notch. It also means content, fulfilled, happy. Which is why the Good News translation of the Bible has Jesus say, happy are those, and so forth. Now, we should know in the Bible, God is not the only one who blesses. Lots of other people in the Bible also give blessings, but those blessings were not to things. Blessings are only to other people. That's why in our Lutheran tradition, we do not bless things because that might confuse the meaning and lead us to conclude that those things have some kind of special power in themselves. So much for blessed. Now, right out of the gate, the very first blessing Jesus says is, blessed are the poor in spirit. Huh? What in the world could that mean? Poor in spirit is an idiom, a turn of phrase that had a particular meaning back then. What it means is those who are authentically humble toward God, those who know that it is not our spirit, but it is God's spirit in us that brings us satisfaction, contentment, and life. It's a sense of knowing who God is instead of who we are, okay? Not confusing ourselves with God. Yet in all these blessings, Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is already theirs. It is not something that we achieve by trying to do these things. Instead, it is already theirs. Those who know that they are not God, those who know that God comes first, they are already content and satisfied, not relying on ourselves, but relying on God for what really matters. So Jesus tells us that following him, living in his way, is marked by these things. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit, who are humble. Blessed are those who mourn, those who hunger for righteousness, those who not only know about but practice mercy, those who are pure in heart, those who are peacemakers, those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, those who are persecuted because they follow Jesus. All of them are already blessed. It's not something we strive for. It's what already is. So this being the 500th year of the Reformation, I thought we better go see what Brother Martin says about this. So Martin Luther, in his introduction to Matthew 5, says, Jesus does not start out like Moses with a long list of requirements to fulfill, with an implied threat of punishment if we do not comply. Oh, no. This is Jesus' very first public sermon. And he begins, instead of law, with an invitation to walk in his way, an invitation to model our lives after his in the way we live in this world, seeking purity and peace, righteousness and mercy. And when we do, we find we are already walking in the kingdom of heaven. In our materialistic world, we think too small. assuming that blessings mean material things, you know, money, homes, cars, lake property, and so on. No, those are not bad things. But God's blessings are not defined by material things. Blessings are not things we can hold. Blessings are what we experience. It's what we feel when we seek to not be attached or defined by the world we live in. Jesus says we are so much more than our stuff. In his time, like ours, people assumed that God's blessing meant money and power, but Jesus turns it upside down. He says the very ones who the world assumes are not blessed are the ones who really are blessed. The rest of the world is stuck with this cheap plastic imitation. We are blessed. And many of us enjoy lots of material things, which, remember, in themselves are not a blessing. And we know there is a danger in them. We know how the things we own can start to own us. About 15, 20 years ago, a sociologist coined a term for this. It's called affluenza, the disease of too much. Symptoms include losing ourselves in it, becoming too attached to stuff we have, so it starts to define us, feeling entitled, and so on. The blessing of abundance can easily become a curse if we are not careful. But let's not forget, God is not the only one who blesses. We can give blessings too. Not just praise, although that is important. We also give blessings by giving what is needed. Compassion, mercy, food and clothes, other signs that show that we are not only grateful for what we have, but we also have compassion for those who face much greater need. I got a text yesterday from one of our members whose kids in fifth and second grade love bringing in macaroni and cheese to build that palate out there. So yesterday they went around their neighborhood and they collected macaroni and cheese from all the people where they live. And people who didn't have mac and cheese gave them money. And these kids walked away with boxes of macaroni and cheese and $400. So they went to one of the discount stores and they bought almost 1,000 boxes of macaroni and cheese they want to bring in this weekend. That's a blessing. We're blessed to be a blessing. How are you?